We all live knowing something better is to come. We all live knowing something better is to come. If we didn't know something better is to come, we would not be pursuing our life. If we did not know that there is a greater glory to be revealed in our world, we would not keep living our life the way we're living it and being excited about every moment of our life. And truly, we are very excited about every moment of our life. We're very excited about all the things that we're doing and all the things that we're thinking and saying. We're excited about all the things that come in our world. And we get more excited every day. We get more excited in every way that we meet it, because it's that fun that makes our life exciting and revealing. And this is exactly true for each one of us. Each one of us know that there is a greater glory that is going to be revealed in us. Now, we talk about glory. What is glory? Well, nicer experiences. Okay, you get up in the morning. Are you going to have a rainy day? Are you going to have a sunny day? Are you going to have a happy day? Are you going to have a sad day? Are you going to be illuminated by the world in which you live? Or are you going to illuminate the world in which you live? Or both? It's a wonderful combination of things to do. But think about it. You're going to live in the world that you're living in. It's an illuminated world. It's an illuminating world. And you are going to make it better. You are going to bring it your charisma, your magic, your wonderment, and you're going to make it something more exciting than you had ever had known before. Now, you do this with little children because that's so easy to do. Little children are so wonderful. Every moment of our life, we're dealing with them in some beautiful fashion. And as we deal with little children in some beautiful fashion, they say, oh, 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 and they mean that. They mean that is something that they had not experienced before, or that it's something they did experience before, and they loved it. And they say, oh, 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 how wonderful that is. And you can say how wonderful that is, because it is that wonderful. Now, what are you going to do about it? How are you going to handle it? How are you going to let it be in your world? How are you going to be it in your world? How are you going to express it in every moment of your life? Good thought, huh? How are you going to express it? Well, you're going to express it by being yourself and just having all the fun that you can have. Being yourself and having all the joy that you can have. Are you happy looking at yourself? Are you happy looking at the world? Are you happy because you're smiling? When you smile, oh, it pulls together many muscles in your face, but when you smile, you're doing something quite beautiful. You're doing something quite wonderful. You're doing something quite amazing and quite magical. When you smile, you are giving yourself over to all that you are. And when you give yourself over to all that you are, you're giving yourself over to all that is exciting and revealing and wonderful. It's up to you. It's up to each one of us to take our life and make it something supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. It's up to us to take the glory of our life and put it to work. Go to work and have everything functioning so beautifully for us. It's up to us to do this. And you and I can do this. And we do this. And we will do this under all circumstances if we give ourselves a chance to do it. Now, we all live knowing something better is to come. We all live knowing moment by moment we reveal the goodness within us, and moment by moment a greater goodness is revealed. Now, when you're learning to play chess and you're playing the game of chess, you play it with a beginner's luck or with a beginner's talent or with a beginner's expression. And little by little, you go from that beginner's expression to a more mature expression, an advanced level. And then you go beyond the advanced level where you don't even think about the chess game. You merely think about the plays and how they could be most beneficially moved based upon what you're looking at the board at that moment. Because nothing on that board is going to change until you make your move. And when you make your move, then it's all going to change. Now, are you going to put yourself in a position where someone else has more power and more activity over you? Or are you going to put yourself in a position where you draw them out to do things to your benefit? You're not hurting them. You're not challenging them. You're not making fools of them. You're just giving them the opportunity to have something glorious and beautiful happen in their world as they play the game with you. Now, as a pianist gains skill playing the piano by practicing, so a chess person plays the game of chess, and by playing the game, they build a skill. They pay attention. They're not interested in what all the people around them are saying. They're not interested in what mental attitudes are going on in the minds of people who are watching their game. They're only interested in what's going on in their mind as they're playing that game. Because it's their game. They have entered into that game with a friend and are playing that game with a friend, and they're doing their best to show that friend what a skillful way they can play. They're not trying to beat the friend. They're trying to show the friend how skillful they are at playing the game. When people play tennis, they're not trying to kill the other person. They love it when the other person is skillful. They love it when the other person draws out of them their highest and best. They love it when the other person looks at them and says, "Wow, you are a great player. I happen to be a little better, but you're a great player." And so as they play, they draw out of themselves the finest and best ability to play that they have. Now, this is what we're all doing. We all live knowing something better is to come. And we all live knowing that right now, we are at the level of awareness that we are right now, and that's only an indication of where we are. It's not the truth about us. We're not going to stay there forever. We're only there temporarily as we're gaining our skill, as we're building our skill. When a race car driver drives his car and he has to beat the other car drivers, he doesn't beat them. He takes the ability to drive and the skill to drive and the genius to drive and the sensitivity to drive. There's so many aspects to driving. And as he always bundles all these aspects together in his consciousness, he drives so marvelously and so wonderfully and so happily that every person who's driving in the race with him think to themselves, "What a marvelous driver. What a great driver. Now, I am going to drive with my greatest skill, and whatever opportunities come along to me to express my skill, whatever that is that's better to come, that's going to prove me more skillful than I ever believed possible, because I'm going to meet the circumstances as they come, moment by moment, and the best is yet to come. I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it, and I am driving at my utmost. I am playing chess at my utmost. I'm being a father at my utmost. I'm being a mother at my utmost. I'm being a child at my utmost. I'm being myself and having fun at all times." It doesn't mean I beat or win somebody or knock them to pieces. It only means that I am doing my highest and my best, and that is the true pleasure of being in the game. And I'm in the game of life because I enjoy it. I'm in the game of life because it's fun for me, and it's a joy in my heart, and it's something that makes me feel so wonderful, and it always will. Now, the same can happen to you when you let go and let that be a reality in your life. We all live knowing something better is to come. And not necessarily something more impressive, but something to demonstrate to us how wonderful we are in everything we do. Today, join the circus of happiness and joy all around you. And as you do that, realize that you are wonderful, that you are beautiful, that you are living your life in that magnificent way, and you are being yourself and having fun. How wonderful it is. We all live knowing something better is to come. I'll be a better chess player, a better driver, a better father, a better person, a better mother now, because that's the truth about me and you. And I love you, I love you, I love you. You're fantastic.